The cold man in the hot spring pool, handsome as the gods of heaven, frowned at the good-looking woman who looked like an octopus clinging to him and lighting fires indiscriminately in front of him. A pair of cold eyes, deep and dark, as if able to take the heart. Underneath the straight nose, the beautiful rose-like thin lips were tightly pursed. He was considering whether to throw her out, or to go himself and leave her here? Just as he was about to make his move, he glanced at a crystal bead that Feng Xiaowei was wearing around her neck. This crystal bead was very special, exquisite and clear, with a round string moon clustered by rosebuds. The bead emitted a special fluctuation, but it passed instantly, making him think it was just an illusion. So thirsty, in the moment of his daze, the little woman in front of him had bitten his lips and unceremoniously nibbled on him as if he were a delicacy. He had an enviable golden ratio figure, a towering 1.83 meters, which made her look small and delicate. Her lips, so damn sweet and so goddamn soft, made him surprisingly horny. Her taste was more enticing than cotton candy, calling for more and more desire the more one tasted. Her body scent was very clean, even her face was very good looking, the most beautiful part were her clear as water eyes, like a round of bright white moon, looking forward to the glory of the spirit. She has a beautiful face, flawless as white porcelain skin, fragile. Exquisite features, as if the most skilled painter, devoted his life to painting the work. The fire in his body burned as he looked into her misty eyes. He has always exercised amazing self-control, but under her provocation, his body was like a volcanic eruption, blood spurting, almost exploding. He had never felt this way about any woman before, so he lost control. "Little woman, you are mine," he domineeringly declared his ownership. The long white skirt was torn open, and he took deep possession of her beauty with a flourish, making her completely his woman. Feng Xiaowei felt a sharp pain of tearing come, and she was like a small boat in the tide of the ocean waves, unable to find her way in the stormy weather, constantly rising and falling. His movements were rough and raw, and she could only vaguely remember a few charming fragments. The men and horses outside looking for her were almost turning Longchamp City upside down. In addition to Gong Xiaoshen's people, the Feng family also sent out all of their guards in search of their family's first lady. This night, it rained heavily for a long time, the rain dampened the green banana leaves and filled the ground with falling red colors. When the golden light, through the window screen, jumped on top of the brocade smooth quilt, Feng Xiaowei's long eyelashes, gently fluttering a few times, opened his eyes. When she saw herself naked, her head went blank for a moment. What happened? Her body was so sore that it felt like someone had ripped her bones out of her stomach, making her wonder if she hadn't jumped into the pool and hit the ground instead. "Oh my God, I pounced forcefully on a man last night." A blur of images from last night presented themselves in a rush, causing her cheeks to burn for a while. She had always been clean and would not have intimate contact with the opposite sex before marriage, so last night was her first kiss and first time. None of her many suitors had ever had the chance to touch her. This time, she actually took the initiative to eat and wipe clean a strange man. As a modern person, faced with this incident happening nowadays, she did not seek death and quickly calmed down. "Where is the man? Has he gone?" She patted her chest, not knowing how to face the man. Thinking about their entanglement last night, she felt particularly embarrassed. She was relieved to see that there was no one else in the room. She turned her head to look beyond the half-open doorway and her gaze settled, her breath catching in a jerk.